Well, we're now into hour number two of this Monday, July 21st, 2025 transmission.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
There's a powerful 3-minute boil down from March of 2017 where I had the former technical head of the NSA, William Binney, on and go over the documents we got from Judge Arpaio that had been given to him by good feds 2 years before, but they brought them to us and nobody else was willing to publish them. It's now all been confirmed. Separate documents have now been released. So this is right at the center of the ongoing firestorm of the Obama treasonous conspiracy against America coup plot gate, or just Obama treason against America gate, and now officially referred for criminal prosecution. Jerome Powell referred. More news on that coming up. I'm going to take your calls. Had the head of Rasmussen Polling on, talking about the fallout from the Epstein stuff and Trump and more. But I'm going to take an hour and a half of calls coming up before he joins us at 1:30. Right now, though, let's play a few more minutes from the 30-minute boil down that's on Infowars.com. NSA documents prove surveillance of Donald Trump and others. Here it is. He's a very famous code breaker mathematician. So he's with us till the bottom of the hour in the next 18 minutes or so to break down from the expert's mouth exactly what's going on here. But for me, Mr. Benny, it's just crazy that they would deny what exists, deny they were spying on Trump when they just admitted they were. It seems like they're really having a collapse of confidence right now. They put everything they could into saying none of this happened when we have thousands of headlines where they were bragging they used NSA to illegally spy on Trump and his administration.
Yes, well, I think it's, and by the way, it's good to be back with you, Alex. I mean, the whole point is, Comey, Director Comey has known about this, the domestic spying program from NSA, which is called the Stellar Wind program originally. They may have changed that name since 2001, but it was the original name for the program that he knew about, and that was the issue when he went to the hospital for the Ashcroft visit in 2004. The White House was going to Ashcroft to get him to overrule Comey because Comey had rejected renewing that program at the time, the way it stood. And so they went to the hospital. That Stellar Wind program was what that was all about. And that program is simply the repository of collected data on U.S. citizens inside the NSA storage facility. So in other words, it's like a separate about all U.S. citizens. And it's collected through various other countries around the world. When they get to data that's the U.S. citizens are data is routed through their countries or around the world. When they pick it up, they share it with NSA too. So it's all coming into the NSA databases. So everything is there. Against everybody in the country. It doesn't matter whether you're Elliot Spitzer, a member of the Tea Party, a member of the Occupy group, or any of that. All that data is still there. And, of course, President Trump, all the judges on the Supreme Court, all the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, all the members of Congress, all of it. It's all there. And it's only now a matter of targeting it as going into that database to pull only that data out, which is what I maintain has been going on. They've been targeting President Trump, also candidate Trump, and perhaps even Mr. Trump before that. So I think he's been a target for quite some time. At least that's what appears to me to be the case.
Well, since you raised that, we have Larry Klayman coming up a little bit later who has a CIA whistleblower. I've checked the phone numbers. It's my old phone numbers. It's where I lived. It's where I had an office. It is Donald Trump's private phone numbers. I've checked other people in the database. We have part of the database. We obviously haven't published it for people's privacy. But we got this a few weeks ago. We showed it to the White House. They said, yeah, that's our numbers. But this is a big deal under this program, Dragnet, and also Sidewinder. I know they have sub-programs where the DEA and other law enforcement are given limited access. But do you have any information on the program I just mentioned that I'm personally listed in, and I checked with a bunch of other people, spot check. This is an accurate database. So this is some type of grid, supposedly, of who's being targeted, so you know who's targeted to then go request into the program on who you want to pull data on.
Yes, and I think these are CIA programs. CIA and FBI have direct access into the NSA databases. So, and there's no oversight of that at all that I can see.
I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Dragon attacks from skies above. government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Because I was in amongst 23 other people being spied on starting in 2023 illegally by Obama, Comey, and others because they knew Trump was secretly planning to run for president. He was already attacking Obama everywhere, you know, gearing up for that, so it really wasn't that big a secret. I got the secret documents back in 2016, 2017, other documents from other database areas in the NSA from the FBI, Bongino, released that last year. We showed all that last hour. And I was the first to report to Trump, along with Sheriff Arpaio, that that was going on. And I just showed you a clip from the number two at the NSA for many decades, the guy that basically built the modern system, the super genius William Binney, the head of technical at NSA, going over the documents and saying, indeed, it's a CIA NSA database that the FBI and DEA had access to. And we already knew that because that's how Arpaio got the information. So you now have Tulsi Gabbard saying they've officially recommended criminal charges. She said, we played it last hour, they have the evidence of absolute criminal activity, conspiracy by Obama, Brennan, Clapper, and Comey to try to overthrow the 2016 election, and then continued on with the Russia claims to use the intelligence agencies against Trump and his supporters and run clandestine operations against us. And Gabbard says even more damning evidence will be released later in the week. There's a congressional report coming out that I'm told is beyond devastating, the worst yet. But already what we have is not, as Gabbard said on Fox News yesterday, not that Obama and Clapper and the rest of them knowing it was fake intelligence. No, they created it. It's now breaking. The Justice Department has received Tulsi Gabbard's criminal referral related to Russia hoax documents that implicate Barack Obama. And so that is breaking right now. So this is breaking. Justice Department receives Tulsi Gabbard's criminal referral related to Russia hoax documents that implicates Barack Obama in a criminal conspiracy against our republic. Justice Department confirmed it received the ODNI, Tulsi Gabbard's criminal referral related to the Russia collusion hoax documents that reveal Barack Obama manufactured intelligence to derail Trump, to overthrow the country, really. Gabbard declassified on December 2016 presidential briefing, revealing Obama knew when he was running it, the Trump-Russia collusion narrative was a hoax. Barack Obama knew it was a hoax, and he was involved in manufacturing and politicizing the intelligence to create the Trump-Russia collusion canard. It was a coup. We assessed that foreign adversaries did not use cyber attacks on election infrastructure to alter the U.S. presidential election outcome this year. We have no evidence of cyber manipulation or election infrastructure intended to alter results, the report said from Clapper, Brennan, and Comey. Tulsi called on prosecutors, called for prosecutions, and sent the newly declassified documents to the Justice Department. These documents detail a treasonous conspiracy by officials at the highest levels of the Obama White House to subvert the will of the American people, try to usurp the president from fulfilling his mandate, Tulsi Gabbard said. And again, we know they went in June, the documents are out, but when they feared Trump would win the nomination in Cleveland in July 2016, and created the whole Russia hoax plan, gave it to Hillary and the Democrats, created the Steele dossier. Alex Jones is now being reported in the press, is listed as being under electronic surveillance for phone records as well as under surveillance for financial records in 2006. The address listed for Alex Jones, the NSA Project Dragnet database, was correct for his residence at the time. So, too, Alex Jones confirmed the phone number listed was also correct. Yeah, but again, there's several of these database reports we got. It really accelerated in 2013. But yeah, they've been, the deep state's been after me for a long, long time for exposing 9/11 being an inside job and more. So this is just so important. And from my Justice Department sources and Roger Stone sources in the White House and others, and I mean at the top, and you see Trump saying, I want Obama arrested over the weekend and posting on his Truth Social an AI video of Obama being slammed to the ground by police right in front of Trump. They're going for it. Trump does not give a you-know-what. He understands that this country, himself, all of us will never be safe until these people are in prison. So we are now in the maximum phase of danger. And all of you out there, that, you know, oh, they'll never indict anybody. We'll never get any of this. We have to. Or they're going to kill Trump. They're going to put his family in prison. They're going to shut the country down. It must be done. And so we're in a different ballgame right now. We're in a different place. We're not in Kansas anymore. And, of course, that means we're in the maximum danger for maximum false flags, new wars, cyber attacks, bioweapon releases, you name it. And the globalists know Trump's going for it. They know the Justice Department's getting ready. They know about the plan to start rolling all these documents out ahead of time so the public understands politically this was the right thing to do when they get indicted. And that's why you see so much disinfo spewing out from all these different angles. And it's because Trump is going for the jugular of the deep state. And I've seen no evidence of any real Epstein connections other than, you know, the Playboy scene, the New York socialite scene that was no secret, and the Palm Beach socialite scene. No Trump on Flights to the Island or Zorro Ranch, none of that stuff. But you're about to see all the same stuff recycled you already are. And that's why Trump acting so guilty 2 weeks ago was so bizarre and so destructive. And saying, oh, if you want to look into this, you're with the enemies, you're with the Democrats, because they've had control of the file, which they have off and on. But I'll tell you who's really got the file, and that's Benjamin Netanyahu. Whatever the Democrats left of the file is what they want left of the file. What Trump got in 2016 is what they want left in there. And then when they got back in power, it's what they wanted to put in there. And what Comey's daughter running the show trials to limit how much came out put in there. So, yeah, they've been in control of the file. Comey, James Comey, Maureen Comey, Clapper, Brennan, that's on record. So for the former Trump supporters, when he came out 8 days ago and said, hey, folks, on Truth Social, the Democrats have controlled the file. This thing's a hoax. He doesn't mean Epstein being a bad guy is a hoax. He said that. No, he's a bad guy. He's talking about what they've poison pilled into it. And with their long history of doing that and fake dossiers and Crossfire Hurricane and the Ukraine garbage and Trump being pissed on, in, you know, by Russian hookers, totally made up. That turned out to be totally fake. I don't believe a damn word comes out of their mouths. And if they put some video out of Trump raping a 12-year-old, we got to run it through and make sure it's not AI. So we are in the maximum crazy town atmosphere right now, climate. And whatever the truth is, whatever is documented, whatever we vet, I'll put out. But we know that the NSA was spying and harassing Trump supporters, his top people, at least as early as 2013. And there's, you see, I'm in there in another database and in the 2013 one too, in 2006. So, and you saw the FBI, CIA guy that got caught on undercover camera, and he's on record, FBI, CIA, going, yeah, we investigated him for decades and couldn't find anything. He's clean. So we just made up all the stuff he didn't do with Sandy Hook and set up all those show trials and took his money away, cut his legs off. Well, we're still here because the supporters, the listeners, yeah, you took a little bit of money I had away. I don't care. All I care about is justice and exposing you. And so you can harass me, you can harass my family. Have you noticed we're doing weeknight shows now? We're not just on 7 days a week, we're on 2 or 3 hours more at night now. We got Nick Soro and others come on with shows, a bunch more coming. See how you like it. You spend all your time and all your energy trying to frustrate me, trying to keep me off air, trying to harass my family. I told my second wife when we got married 8.5 years ago in Hawaii, she didn't want me to quit my job. She didn't bring it up. I said, you know, my plan is keep InfoWars, have some other hosts, maybe do a show once a week, write books, make films. But, you know, I've been at the forefront so long, and I just want to, you know, do other stuff. and people are waking up and Trump's in, and my plan is for, you know, to be in 5 years to be off the air. And then all the hell started in the lawsuits and the attacks. Well, I'm going to broadcast from my deathbed now. You think bankrupting my parents, attacking my family, doing all the dirty tricks to me is making me go away? It is the opposite. I've got, until everything got really intense the last 7 years, I'd sleep 7-8 hours a night. And sometimes I'd have trouble getting out of bed if I was sleeping really good. I jump out of bed now. I have to take melatonin and stuff and knockout or supplement. Go to bed at 11, wake up at 3, can't make myself go back to sleep because I want to fight you so hard. So you want to fight, you got one. And you notice as the days go by, it gets worse for you and better for us. You're losing. And you will pay. In this life and in the afterlife for what you've done. I haven't done any praying in a few months for my own operation and myself. I'm staying focused on the main big picture. I'm praying for overall discernment. I just, whatever the priority is, I just, it's all spiritual. I haven't said the prayers yet, but I feel touched by God that the next week I'm going to start praying intensely that our enemies be frustrated and exposed and that whatever God's will and justice be delivered upon them. We are not the vehicles of that. I don't want any attacks, any name calling, any meanness. We need to be above reproach, but I ask listeners to pray specifically for my family and for me and for my crew, and to pray that God's will be done to these vipers. And we ask God to intercede and intervene, to open their eyes up, and to send the Holy Spirit, like Saul of Tarsus, the road to Damascus, if that's God's will, or whatever's God's will is, that God show them the power of the living God. In fact, I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. But I'm going to get on my knees and I'm going to pray for hours. Even thinking about it. I'll be in the quiet place, the Most High. Not a small thing. And I shudder to think about it when I do it. But I'm doing it. And I ask you to join me. All right, so our enemies are very upset and very, very panicked. There's few people more disingenuous than AOC or Gavin Newsom or Kamala Harris. I mean, they are just the most vapid, transparent fraudsters that read off teleprompters and scripts. But listen to Beto O'Rourke, the total loser. Loses every election, but they just keep resurrecting him because he's such scum. Here's O'Rourke on CNN. We have to be serious. We have to be absolutely ruthless about getting back in power. Oh, you've already been pretty ruthless, son. But they're everywhere. We got to get violent. We got to get aggressive. We got to do something. Because they know their NGO money's being cut off. The illegals are getting shipped out. They're bringing in the Voting Integrity Commission. They're bringing in the voter ID. Trump's cutting the federal funds off the states that don't. They're cutting the transgender brainwashing off. They've secured the border, 96%. They're making mass arrests of the human traffickers and 35,000 children saved so far. And that news is months old. So it's just, again, when Congress finally gets a report, it's a few months old. That news is from last week, but it's even better than that. I mean, it is going down, and they can feel the fires lapping at them. Young Beto O'Rourke wrote murder fantasy about running over children, was part of famed hacking group. Yeah, he's a real sociopath, psychotic. Here he is.
Match fire with fire. I think Democrats in the past too often have been more concerned with being right than being in power. And we've seen Republicans only care about being in power, regardless of what is right.
So you support the Newsom effort, because California right now has an independent commission that does districts in as fair a way as possible, in nonpartisan way as possible. And you're saying Democrats should, even though you don't approve of it, Democrats should do it too.
We have to get serious. We have to be absolutely ruthless about getting back in power. So, yes, in California, in Illinois, in New York, wherever we have the trifecta of power, we have to use that to its absolute extent. And then the last thing, this may end up biting Republicans in the ass. You have the possibility that they will disperse Republican voters to make up these three or four or five new congressional districts and put those districts in play. So in Texas, we've got to get out there and register and meet the voters who are going to decide the outcomes in these next elections if they're successful with this redistricting. Our group, Powered by People, is doing this right now on the ground. We can't wait for 2026. We got to do the work right now in 2025.
All right, I want to do this. We're still a ways off from break, but I want to hit some more news. But when we come back, every day I come into the stacks they print off and the links I send them and everywhere, and I'll see 50 different articles about illegal aliens raping, murdering, armed robbing. And then a whole bunch out of Europe, a whole bunch out of Canada. You see it too. But it's really never on the local news. And they'll never tell you it's illegal alien when they kill somebody. But just today, there's a whole bunch of examples of a guy that tortured, killed, cut a woman's head off, an illegal alien, put her in his backyard, got caught, and they let him out on no bail, and then ICE grabbed him. I mean, that's just one example in Chicago. And then this, the guy that just shot the ICE officer in the face in New York, whole same story. I mean, it's just they're murdering us by extension, because the criminals of the world flee their nations where they've committed murders and other horrible acts, and they just come here and do whatever they want. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's worse than that. He was already in there for other crimes. Then the locals let him out. Then he reportedly kills and tortures, cuts his woman's heads off, then wraps her bubble wrap in his backyard and puts her in a storage shed. And then they let him out again. No bail. Like, oh, you're in jail, you know, a couple days here. Now there's new shocking ring footage in Harris County, Texas, records an illegal Honduran migrant recapturing a Chinese sex slave who escaped being locked inside a property for days. Authorities suspect Jose Carcamo of being part of a human sex trafficking ring. He was arrested July 14th. Yeah, get me that for the next segment. I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's like 50 of these a day without me looking. I didn't even know about that one. I mean, this is brand new. And it's not that everybody in Latin America, everybody in Africa, everybody in the Middle East, everybody in Eastern Europe is bad. Most of them are fleeing, or they've been dumped out of prison to come here. It's like the first Cubans that fled Castro are some of the best Americans we've got in the 60s. But then in the early 80s, 79, 80, 81, Castro dumped all of the criminals out. Some were good, you know, were patriots, but a bunch of them were really bad. That was the Cuban crime wave. It's not that Cubans are bad. It's like the first wave is the best you can get. The next wave is like the worst. Well, we've gotten stuff far worse than the worst of the Cubans. I mean, like Trump said, these are some of these Venezuelans and the rest of it are as bad as it gets. Yeah, Tony, we want you to go sell some marijuana to pick up some cocaine from the Colombians. What's that look for? I don't like Colombians. Yeah. I'm not saying all Colombians are bad. People know, like, Colombians, Venezuelans, like, as bad as it gets for their gangs. And you know, so we have just had this dumped on us. So I want to hit some of that, but I want to hit Jerome Powell first, because Trump's really going after him finally. This is a great idea, and I hope to heaven he actually does it. Unlike the Fort Knox thing, that's coming up. But let me do this. The pollster doesn't join us for over an hour. He joins us at 1:33 Central when we come on a break. So I do want to take calls on the Director of National Intelligence, all this bombshell info, the treason of Obama, how we first released documents that Trump was under surveillance by Obama. That's finally hitting the news. It hit the news back then, but what's old's new. It just bolsters all of this. I specifically want you to give me your take on, do you believe Gabbard? I do. That's what I've been told by high-level sources. No. They're going for the indictments of Comey, Brennan, Clapper, and then finally Obama. But he'll declare presidential immunity, which he pretty much has. That's why they're saying Obama ordered this, too. They think they'll be protected. But at least the indictments and the rest of it's going to be great to see it all drug out. And it's going to put the fear of God into all their minions that are still in corporations, media, and government to know we're coming for your asses because you came for us. And unlike us, you know, who didn't do anything, you guys are a bunch of crooks with all the money laundering and stealing the money. And just it's you know, those trillions of dollars out of all the different federal agencies that disappeared, you know where it went. These people all live in palaces, basically. So the toll-free number to join us to talk about that, where you think that's going, how it ties into the Epstein files, where you think that's going, the huge ongoing Epstein firestorm, the latest developments, I'll get to that, and Crossfire Hurricane, and the chickens coming home to roost for the deep state, and all this information coming out that I know we already knew and you already knew, but even more. And nothing I've been told turning out to be hype. I mean, I'm told the new stuff coming out is even worse than anything I know. And that's this week. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're taking first-time callers again today. Or let's just say this. If you haven't called in a year, you're welcome. No regulars today, please. You guys have speed dial. You're great, but we want to get first-time callers. It's a great buddy system. And if you haven't been on the show in, say, a year, we'd love to hear from you. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And thanks for keeping me in the fight. I've got will and I've got strength because God's with me and I don't know how to back down. But I couldn't do any of this without your financial support, your word of mouth, your prayer, and without this crew. So this is a team effort and I want to salute you all for being part of this participation sport that's called freedom. And I want to encourage all of you that have been on this fence, that have never shared an article or shared a video, what are you doing? That's how we get new people to wake up. And yes, go to thealexjonesstore.com where we have the new mega bombshell sale. The Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss gummies, the tincture of the ultramethylene blue and the capsules, all buy one already discounted, get one free. And there's another big sale that ends today on the store, so check that out. And there's the tactical dagger selling out. Get it all now. Huge announcement, ladies and gentlemen. I am beyond excited about this. I've wanted this knife for a year. It's super high quality. They finally got the right supplier and a bunch of them. It's in a beautiful keepsake black box with my signature in silver lettering on the top. And when you go inside, this incredible combat battle dagger, limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger, a high-tech, super high-quality sheath with a high-tech clip onto your belt or your pants, and it's got a special system where the knife doesn't come out when it's upside down. It takes a little pull to get it out. It is amazing. This is, in my opinion, the very best defense battle dagger you can get. It's an incredible price for $79.99 right now. This knife by itself in store sells for $100 every day, but we bought 5,000 of them, so got the price down really low wholesale so we can pass that on to you, and the profit we make goes in to fund this operation. So you don't just get a great defensive system for yourself and your family, great in your car, great on your side, great in your purse, your glove compartment, also skin a buck with it, whatever you need. This is an amazing knife. You not only, though, get something to defend yourself, you defend the Republic in the information war by funding this operation. So get your limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com right now, and it keeps this operation on the air. This isn't just a blade, it's a symbol of freedom. The limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger is forged by patriots ready to defend the Republic from the globalist agenda. Featuring a double-edged black-coated blade for unmatched durability and precision, this dagger is built to last. On one side is my signature, while the other side proudly bears 1776, a reminder that the spirit of revolution lives on stronger than ever. With its ergonomic non-slip grip designed ready for any mission, the dagger isn't just a tool, it's a statement. Whether you're adding it to your collection or keeping it close as a symbol of resistance and for defense, this blade is for those who know that the answer in 1984 is 1776. Get yours now. And then, we are announcing a limited sale, the Power Drive Bundle of Power Plant and Methyl Drive, which goes incredibly good with Methylene Blue. And both of these give you incredible natural energy, clarity, and focus. But you mix them together with Methylene Blue, I will tell you, in Chase Geyser's observation himself, 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Did you hear what I just said? 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Get yours now, discounted massively, 50% off when you get them together. 50% off on the Power Drive Bundle for a limited time, 1 week, at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds this operation, 1776 Worldwide. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety, and I always fill my ballroom. The event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls. I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're dainty big balls.
Priorities that organization has been spending money on.
$1.5 million to promote gays, lesbians, and trans in Jamaica.
$2 million to strengthen trans-led organizations to deliver gender-affirming health care in Guatemala.
$43 million on a gas station in Afghanistan that had no customers.
$20 million for Iraqi Sesame Street.
$4.5 million to combat disinformation in Kazakhstan.
$6 million for men who have sex with men in South Africa.
$2 million for Moroccan pottery classes.
$2 million for sex changes in Guatemala.
$47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia.
$17 million to promote inclusion in Vietnam.
$32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru.
$8 million to teach Sri Lankan journalists how to avoid binary gendered language.
$300 million to Reuters to attack Elon Musk.
$2 million for sex changes and LGBT activism in Guatemala.
Billions to the corporate media to attack Trump and run the fake impeachment propaganda.
$330 million to help Afghanis grow crops. Crops.
$122 million of the USAID money was given to terrorists.
These people are lunatics.
Oh, we've got big balls!
No one elected big balls.
Big B-A-L-L-S, big balls here.
Personally, I voted for big balls. Elon Musk does.
We are unified by our spirit that God made, and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
It's the exact same policy in every major country of Europe, in Western Europe. It's the exact same policy in Canada and the U.S., in any Democrat-controlled area. Illegal aliens with huge rap sheets of murder, arson, rape, fentanyl production, you name it, are allowed to come in. They are not deported. In case of countries in like Germany and Sweden, they just will not allow it by their law. Even if the countries like Saudi Arabia say, that's a terrorist, killed a bunch of people, we want them back. Nope, sorry. Then they let the guy loose and he, you know, goes and kills a bunch of people. I mean, those are real cases. Without even looking today, I've probably seen 30 or 40 of these. And then the crew starts pulling up a Chinese woman escaping out of a sex slavery den in Texas. I mean, you've had 25 million people, the White House actually estimates, it's not 12 million, come across the last 4 years. You see all those women and kids that come across. I mean, they are going into a meat grinder. And it is the Latin American gangs here in the U.S. that do most of the management of the slaves, but they sell them for sex slavery. They've got the liberal Chicano NGOs that run it. They're constantly, you know, getting in trouble, getting caught. Former mayor of Austin's brother got caught with his law firm running a dungeon under his house with illegal aliens that they were torturing to make their family send them more money. And that stuff just blip, blip, blip over the years hits the news. I have stacks of articles where they're shooting federal agents in the face and grabbing women and torturing them and cutting their heads off and being released by the Chicago government with the mayor saying, we're going to fight for the migrants, even the ones that are found with a tortured dead woman with her head cut off in their house. Okay. Released him on no bond. I've got a stack of those today. They are murdering us. This is done by design, defunding the police, all of it. Illegal alien with prior felony arrest, a deportation order, shoots border agent in the face in New York City. Released by Joe Biden. Yeah, there's video of him doing it. And we've got illegal aliens and leftist mobs beating and attacking and throwing rocks at and shooting at federal agents all over the country, running them out of neighborhood and business after business because the feds know that they're trying to get them to attack them so they can get violence going. That's official Democrat Party plan that they put out years ago. They put it out again 2 weeks ago. They're trying to elicit the feds rightfully shooting somebody. I mean, let me tell you, I'm driving along and you start running up in front of my car, throwing a bunch of cinder blocks through the window, that's a deadly weapon. I'm going to blast your ass. Well, a Fed does that, they're going to have, in those jurisdictions, a Soros DA and a Soros judge is going to throw that Fed out of the jail. So I always got accused by the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democratic Party, the ADL, of being anti-law enforcement, anti-government. I always say, I'm not anti-law enforcement. I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-unconstitutional globalist government. When under Clinton and Obama, it was on the news, they were training local police for the coming war with gun owners and anybody flying Gadsden flags and anybody that's a Christian conservative is probably a terrorist and, ooh, conservative Catholics are the main terror threat. And I'm like, that's tyranny. That's getting ready for a civil war. That's the feds out of control. I wasn't against the feds. I was against their leadership trying to set this up. Now, you imagine if the Republicans had a slave camp with a bunch of kids, slave labor, sex slavery, at a pot farm, and the feds show up, and they start shooting at them and throwing cinder blocks through their windows. They've saved 14 kids in slavery. And then the governor spins it as if the feds are bad. And I watched the video of them throwing huge bricks and cinder blocks through the windows, hitting. Because most of those SUVs don't have armored windows. And then the media shows that and says, look, the feds got what they deserved. Incredible restraint. And some will say, well, they're being wimps. Well, they've been ordered by Homan not to escalate because it's going to make the Democrats look like the criminals they are. All right, I want to go on to your calls now, but first let me hit this. And again, I haven't even hit the stack yet of this. I mean, this is just bonker town. Bonker town. It's getting crazier. They'll be arresting these illegal aliens for all sorts of crimes, and they scream and yell and say, you don't have jurisdiction. I'm not a U.S. citizen, so you don't have jurisdiction over me. I can do whatever I want. And then they'll assault the feds and then wonder why they get charged. Like, they'll spit on Ed Martin's face in the Justice Department on the street, and then the media bitches when the woman gets charged with assault. Oh, Ed Martin claims she spit on him. No, she walks right up, says she hopes he dies, spits in his face. It's open and shut. They're a violent, out-of-control mob, and you heard O'Rourke saying we got to do anything we can to regain power. We got to get ruthless. And they are. These people are beyond dangerous. So for anybody thinking we've won this thing against these folks yet, you're wrong. Yes, we're winning overall, but we haven't won the war yet. Now, part of the big fight to save our country and the Republic is to not let the debt go to an unpayable level, boost production, cut taxes to increase tax receipts, supercharge the grassroots and blue collar, which is happening, lower the inflation. And to do that, we need to get an interest rate cut. The very same globalists that own the Federal Reserve, own the EU Central Bank, they've done big interest rate cuts for them. China's done it for themselves. So the very same bankers, the Federal Reserve's predominantly European-owned, look it up. They won't give us an interest rate cut, and Powell can't be removed until next year, according to the Act of Congress for the private Federal Reserve. But the president can appoint the Fed chair. Fed Chair Jerome Powell hit with criminal referral by House GOP. Now, we told you last week that was coming. That's now official. And they give all the examples of the lies he told. There is no private elevators. There are no private apartments. There is no giant rooftop gardens with marble fountains. It turns out there's all of that and more. $2.5 billion in this renovation that's been going on for 2 years that's almost done. And they've been telling the federal inspectors, though they've already subpoenaed the building records and show he's lied, oh, there's nothing fancy for $2.5 billion at their New York headquarters. And their D.C. headquarters is mainly the D.C. headquarters we're talking about here. So this is the Versailles or the Sun King Palace, like in France. And so now it's official. Well, guess what? Here's the big breaking news. Trump officials to visit Fed amid renovation probe. And I hear Trump may go. Trump administration wants to visit the Federal Reserve this week to review the $2.5 billion renovation, according to White House Deputy Chief of Staff James Blair. Senate Banking Chair Tim Scott is in talks to attend as well, a person familiar with the plan said. And it gets a private building, so they have to get permission from him. President Trump and his allies have identified the project as a potential opportunity to oust Fed Chair Jerome Powell for perjury. Good. It's more than one way to skin a cat. All right, we also, I probably should have started the broadcast with this. It's so huge. I mean, thinking, well, what's bigger than criminal referrals on the deep state for Crossfire Hurricane and treason against America and Trump's elections? Well, they've now had the federal offices that are over the regulations, the laws. They reviewed it all, what we already knew as a fact. The auto pen was 100% illegal. In some years, 100%, like last year, of the auto pens were not authorized by Biden. That's on record, and it's all null and void according to the law and according to previous hundreds of years of findings. So this is incredible. Very powerful information on that coming up. And again, I have a love-hate relationship with Ted Cruz. He's bad on war and neoconism everywhere else. He's super smart. Ted Cruz uncovers a hidden scandal that could invalidate every Biden pardon. Well, he didn't really uncover it. It's there, but he had the hearings with the federal agency heads admitting it's all illegal, it's all illegitimate, it's all fraud, and reading the law and the code and the findings and previous rulings in the testimony. And he uses a perfect term, the Potemkin Village. That's the famous case, you know, in Russia where they did a film to show how great the village is and how happy everybody is, and it's just a film production. It's just it's a movie set. Well, that's what it was. Even the so-called White House Oval Office he would give to do speeches at wasn't even the Oval Office. I mean, it's just any level of fake they could do, they would do. So that's coming up. But right now, on the subject of the twin scandals in the deep state fight, you can say, you know, Trump's putting his own people into the system and acting a little deep state-ish. You know, forget about this, even though we promised to release it. And they're warming up all the old garbage, as I predicted. Nothing new, really. And then you've got all the meat and potatoes of Crossfire Hurricane and trying to steal the 2016 election and doing all the impeachments and all the rest of it, run by Obama, ordered by him. The perjury to Congress by Clapper, Brennan, Comey about it. Now all confirmed in the emails they lied to Congress. Bare minimum indicted for that. That's the low-hanging fruit. But it's a criminal treasonous conspiracy. That's what it's being called by the Justice Department task force. That's what it is. And I'm told by multiple sources, and I told you this months ago, but now it's rolling forward, that they are planning indictments very, very soon. And they finally understand the globalists aren't going to back off, and they're going to come after everybody. And as O'Rourke said, that's what they're all saying. We have to be serious. We have to be absolutely ruthless about getting back in power. Yeah, it's dangerous to take them on, but they're not going away. So the safest course is, well, they're attacking us politically, you know, in the system. I don't mean physically, but all right, you punch me in the face, roll my sleeves up, you're about to get a can of whoop-ass open up. You asked for it. I don't know how all this is going to end, but you want to fight, you better believe you got one. They're not giving us quarter, folks. We're not getting out of this without not being ruthless, but doing our job and with the full faith and integrity of this republic that's left and under the Constitution, indict, try fair trials, and throw their asses in supermax prisons. Let's go. Call their bluff. They want war. They got one. Let's go. Like Elvis says, come on, baby. Let's stop talking. Grab your coat and let's get walking. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I want a little less talk, a little more action. Yeah, Trump says crime in American cities started to significantly rise when they went to cashless bail. Oh, really? Or no bail? The worst criminals are flooding our streets and endangering even our great law enforcement officers. It's a complete disaster and must be ended immediately. Yes, you don't think the globalists don't know that collapses society? Oh, you just got caught with a dead woman, you sawed her head off, and you were already in jail before that. We're just going to release you, no bond. Oh, you just robbed and attacked a bunch of people? We're just going to let you stay. Oh, you shot an ICE agent in the face, tried to kill him. That's all right. They're at war with us. They know exactly what they're doing. They're not leftist wackos that are crazy. No, they got a plan. And Gabbard finally said it. She said they didn't use fake intelligence unknowingly to get rid of Trump and to stop the voters' will. They tried. No, they created it. Yes, yes, yes. Now we're talking. Sean in California on coming indictments. Will it be another flop? I don't know, but I've never gotten intel like this before. And people say, no, it's going down. What do you think, Sean?
Well, Alex, I think we're going to get what we get until the people return to self-governance, much like your trials and tribulations keep going on and on and on.
Hey, you're a little bit muffled. You're a little bit muffled. Maybe talk right into your phone.
That's much better?
Yes.
Yeah. What I'm saying is your trials and tribulations have gone on and on and on, and I think they're going to try to run out the clock and run this unless we, the people, return to self-governance. We have a fourth and fifth branch of governance that Carnegie and Rockefeller covered up, the right of the people to assemble, to petition for redress of grievance, and then from there either form the common law grand juries I've mentioned to you before, or to form the militia, of course, or to have correspondence and tell these public servants what we expect with the penalty of the presentment of the grand jury to the sheriff, not to a district attorney or to the bar, as the means of enforcement. And the American people, if you want the plan B, restore-america.org, we have the plan B, And, you know, it worked when we got Lombardo to join up with Bundy at, you know, that standoff and get the sheriff to intercept Barack Obama's BLM goons. And, you know, that's what they kept Lavoie Finicum from doing, was getting to the sheriff. They set up an ambush. People have to do it locally, and locally then will grow larger. And this federal government, unfortunately, there's years and years worth of people in the swamp. They're just going to try to run out the clock to midterms and then turn it right back around on Trump.
No, I agree with you. Thanks for the call. We're going to move quick through callers. Great point. Chris in Florida, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that.
All right. Go ahead. So, go ahead. Listen, Chris, go ahead, brother. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you. I love your InfoWars.
Love you.
Yep. But all these people, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, Jesse, you know, we have all this evidence and nothing happens. Nothing happens with these, with all this criminality. It's just amazing to me. I listen to literally all of you. You're in my forefront. But I hear you, and I believe what you're saying. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I mean, I look and listen, but nothing happens.
I heard you say that, and I agree with you. So let me tell you something. How long have you been listening?
Probably a year and a half.
Okay, so if you go back to 8 years ago, 7 years ago. All that, I said, I don't believe indictments are coming. I don't believe in trust the plan. Trump had weak people around him mainly, starting with Sessions and others. And I said then, this is all bull. There's not going to be indictments. Now, you notice Trump's a lot more hardcore now. They already tried to kill him. The globalists are not rolling over. And I have a lot of sources, and I can tell you, that's why you see the deep state freaking out. They are moving to have indictments. That's the reason they even had Republicans block Ed Martin, because they know he's ready, he's going to do it, they have the evidence. Well, they just went and set up a task force, and he has the power to indict anywhere in the country now. I'm going to just leave it at that. So I'm telling you, talking to a lot of people that are very serious and have track records that I've known a long time, they say this is different. I talked to Roger last week. He said, oh, no, I've been talking to people at the White House and other places. He said, your intel's right. That's why the deep state's freaking out. They are moving to do it. That's okay. Why we're in so much danger. But I agree with you. We've not seen this before. I'm saying we're in a different ballgame now. That's why we're in so much danger. What do you think the deep... That was why I opened the phones up. What do you think the deep state's going to do now that they know this? I mean, you see how they're acting really agitated right now. They're not doing that for no reason.
Yes. Concur.
I mean, Trump didn't cut their money off 8 years ago. He's doing it this time. And it's not perfect, but I'm telling you, I would give a Trump... an A for effort 8 years ago, but a F minus for execution because the swamp, he didn't understand how it worked. He said that. I would give him now an A plus for effort and like a B for getting stuff done. And I'm telling you, if you grade it all, it's a different spirit. It's a different operation. And I can tell you, Trump is in there and he's doing it publicly. He wasn't demanding people's indictments 6 years ago. 7 years ago, even 4.5 years ago when he was still in at the end. No, he's demanding arrest every day. Okay? I mean, he understands how existential this is. So let's just humor me. What do you think the deep state's going to do if Comey, Brennan, and Clapper get indicted for high treason?
Well, I'm a military guy, so I got to be careful what I say on this. I've retired. But they're continuing to pursue him. They're continuing to pursue Trump, is what I believe.
Don't believe it. They still got their operatives all over the place. They've been degraded a lot, but you're 100% right. Notice this, Chris. Notice before they talked about maybe indicting Comey and people for perjury in Trump's first admin, and it was cut and dry. They didn't even do that. They're not talking about indicting him for perjury now. They're talking about for a criminal, treasonous conspiracy. That's the name of the FBI investigation task force. Does that give you an idea?
Yes.
Go ahead.
100%.
Go ahead.
Yes. No, 100%. Yeah, I'm totally with you. I'm like, you know, I come to your I come to the station all the time. I want to see, and I say I. You know, I don't
want No. Listen, I got to jump. The hour's over, but I hear you, brother. You want to see some action because we've seen almost no action ever in justice to the deep states, which is hard to believe it. It has to happen, or Trump and all of us are done. The country's done. It has to happen. That's why it's going to happen. But I wasn't giving people hopium here in the last hour. You guys must, at least the last two callers, miss what I was saying. We'll go back with more callers in a minute when we go back to the next hour. I said we're in more grave danger than ever because they got their operatives in the DOJ. They know we're going for it. So I was saying we're in the maximum area of danger. Did folks not hear what I said? I'm telling you, the indictments are coming this time. This is it. So we might see a nuke go off next week, and they'll blame it on the Iranians or something. I mean, anything's possible now. We're in the middle of a war. We just got a beachhead. We haven't saved the country yet, people. Wow. All right, we're going to go to break. Please remember, I cannot fight the globalist alone. I need your support. We have the very best supplements. We have a mega sale right now. I'm in major lawsuits and operations against the globalists. We're winning, but we don't have the funds to continue. Plus, the products are so insanely good. Our methylene blue, you've heard the rave reviews. Our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss, such super nutrient complexes. All of them. Buy one bottle and get one free. The methylene blue capsules and liquid tincture, very same product, medical grade, insane. James O'Keefe took it an hour later, said he saw a different clarity and felt the weight off his shoulders. He said that on Owen. I mean, that's how powerful this is. Get your ultra methylene blue now. Keep us on the air at thealexshowstore.com.
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm real interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see. Yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of, hopefully, of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the Ultra Methylene Blue USP grade on the AlexJonesStore.com. Currently at the gym right now. And it's hard to explain what I feel, other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean. No jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll probably take an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well. So definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the thealexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.